This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
With schools closed due to COVID-19, students everywhere are giving up a lot. But this year has been particularly hard on Chicago Public High School seniors. The year that usually marks an end of an era is now marked by loss. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has more.
Sam Brody, a student at Peyton College Prep on the near north side, was looking forward to the second semester of his high school year.
Prom graduation, I was supposed to go to Australia with my school and my friends.
On that trip, he was planning to ask his childhood friend to prom. Aneli Lopez, a senior at George Washington High School, wanted her mom's help choosing a prom dress. They were going to a dress giveaway hosted by the Glass Slipper Project. The group sets up a boutique and donates gowns to Chicago public school seniors.
I was excited to attend that event on the weekend.
We have about 300 volunteers and thousands of dresses for you guys to choose from.
This is what it sounded like in the past. But it was canceled last month. Besides prom, other important end-of-the-year events like the senior luncheon, the trip to Great America, graduation, have all been put on hold. I asked Sam to describe his last year in high school so far.
Tumultuous, very rocky, I guess. Yeah, like up and down, unpredictable.
He goes on.
I think the reason that it's been so rough, especially for the class of 2020, is because first we had a two-week strike.
The CPS teacher strike went on for 11 days in October. Though city officials agreed to make up 5 of those days, so far the district has only made up 3.
We missed out on some of the content that we were supposed to learn. We couldn't do any work or reach out to our teachers, which might, mess us up with the AP exam coming up.
AP exams, which give college credits to students who score high, will be online this year. Altogether, it seems like this year for CPS seniors was a loss. But Adrian Calleros, a soccer coach at Solorio Academy on the southwest side, says the students missed out on even more than that.
Honestly, I think a big piece of their childhood. Anybody remembers vividly their senior year. You know, they remember their prom, their trips, sports, whether it was, you know, the losing that final game or winning that final game.
Calleros soccer team was one of the top ranked in Illinois this year. The strike knocked them out of the state tournament. The 7 seniors who were on his team missed the chance to be seen by college recruiters, he says. Aneli is one of the many students who's been having to accept big changes. She's part of the International Baccalaureate program at her school, which is on the far southeast side. The Ivy program offers a rigorous curriculum.
That program does come with a lot of stress, but it also comes with a lot of work that we have to do throughout the 2 years.
Despite the instructional time that she missed during the strike, she has been preparing to take the tests required to get an Ivy diploma and college credit. The tests were scheduled for May. But now the Ivy organization canceled all tests this year. That was a big blow for Aneli. She was looking forward to spending more time with her classmates after the exams.
So a lot of us were having to make decisions if we wanted to stay up late and study for an exam or if we wanted to attend a basketball game.
Aneli is also the first one in her family to graduate high school. She's not giving up on the idea of taking her parents to her graduation ceremony and walking the stage.
Even if it's in July or in August.
There is a lot of uncertainty about what could happen in the next few weeks or months. Some schools might plan to hold their proms or graduation ceremonies later in the summer. Sam and Aneli understand why everyone must stay home. They just wish they had a more meaningful farewell when they said goodbye to their classmates and teachers at school last month. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.